Okay, schön, wenn wir wie auch immer. Oh, we were talking about Simcha. We wanted to get to the point where we could discuss Simcha She'enu Tolu B'Dovah. For us, Simcha is always Tolu on something. I made a good deal, I'm a Simcha. My wife was happy with me, I'm a Simcha. My child did well in school, I'm a Simcha. It's all Tolu on something. When not, I have the opposite. If we want to get to the core, we're just in the Hakdama here, the Vlamed Vav. If you want to get to the core of what's called Schoisa Simcha V'tuv Leivov, what the Pasuk means, and that was the Siba of Kol HaChulban and Kol HaChubonis, and all the tzoros and problems we have, the Pasuk Toilo and Schoisa Simcha V'tuv Leivov, we have to ask ourselves whether there's a thing called Simcha She'enu Tolu B'Dov, otherwise it's not up to me. Not Tolu B. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a situation outside of me, and therefore, I can't be with Simcha, there's a lot Tolu B. So we have to see whether there is such a thing called Simcha She'enu Tolu B'Dovah, what we call unconditional Simcha, if there's such a thing, and how do you go about acquiring that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einu Bo B'Trunia Im B'riyosov. That's a well-known statement. It means, essentially, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with impossible demands. God asks us to do things we're capable of doing. He never asks us to do something we're not capable of doing. In the Ledovid, we say now in Elul, it says, B'zois ani boteya. What is B'zois? B'zois ani boteya. We say twice a day for 40 days. What's B'zois? What do you boteya? It says, B'zois ani boteya. Who's Zois? What's Zois? Hard to find out, huh? So this is this, the Zois is the fact that we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't ask us to do something. That's what I'm boteach. I'm boteach that all the nisoinus and all the problems and difficulties that come upon me, the Zois and boteach, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't. Einu bo betrunya im b'riyosa. That's in boteach. So you learned one thing today. It was worth coming just to hear that, because now at least you know what you're saying. The Zois and boteach. Wouldn't you know what that is? You put tach on something, you don't know what it is. The Zois. What's the gematria of Zois? I'm sure you can work out a nice stick or failure there with the Zois, with the gematria. I'm sure someone's done it already. L'noicha uv de shizuhu avodoteinu bedoze. Since this is our avoid in this generation, I'm not going to that right now. What's that? For this generation, exactly what the issues are today, we'll see as we go by, we'll discuss the uniqueness. It must be, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands it, then it's something that we can acquire simcha and tuv leivov. We still know what it is, but we can acquire it in every possible situation and any conditions. Simcha is not something that is just for the few rare individuals. It's a basic need of life. More fundamental, our entire existence in our avodas Hashem is tolu on this. Obviously, the question is how do I get it? How do you do this? How do you acquire simcha that is calling shleima v'amitis, genuine simcha? And shleima simcha. Reishis aleli nivdok im anu mivinim es musag simcha lo yishrei. What does it mean? First, we have to check out. Shmuel asked us the other day. Mazi, what is the simcha? Let's see. Keshenis boina nira ki gam kashi anu zeichim nitoim leitim taima shal simcha. Everybody has had a taste of simcha along the way. Simcha zu, simcha tolu bedova. That simcha is usually a simcha that's tolu b'dovah, as we mentioned. It's all called Adam, lefim adragay, so each person, according to what moves him. Some person's happy when he sits and learns for, let's say, he learns 2 hours uninterrupted. He said it's true chidush. But derech limudoy v'asugya, he's varelo, and he has clarity in the sugya. Reasonable davening. Another person is when he buys shares and they go up. Or you worked on a deal for 2 years, complicated deal, and finally they signed it, the money came into the account. Asimcha etzleinu noivas tamid mihatzlocha kol shehu. Simcha is the product of some sort of hatzlocha. That's what simcha is. It's an emotional feeling of pleasure you get when something outside of you happens. Something happens, something good happens. It comes out there for Moshe. But since some simcha flows out of some kind of external factor that it's dependent on, simcha is not something that novayas out of itself. It's not a self-contained emotion. It's an emotion that's driven by something else. Therefore, when we feel a lack, whether it's in ruchnias or gashmias, if simcha is tolu b'dova, take away the dova, you're back to not simcha. That's what we're looking for. That's what we want. Simcha zu noivos miroiv koil. Remember the pasuk? If you think this chat's outrageous or complaints to you or somehow. Vashla Kodesh. If you don't believe in Meshes Chochma, you can always take it out on the Shla Kodesh. Tachas Hashem lo avodetes Hashem elokecho v'simcha v'tuv leivav miroiv koyo. That's the passage, right? Let's start at the end. What's roif koil? It says you didn't serve Hashem like Hashem with two labor. Me roif koil. Because you had a lot. You didn't serve Hashem with two labor because you were drowning in a lot. A lot of what? What's roif koil? Pirush, me roif koil hu nesinus tab la oven ze. The roif koil is giving a reason for this oven that you didn't serve Hashem with two labor. Modua lo about it as simple with two labor. Why didn't you serve Hashem with two labor? And so what? I should be even more happy about everything. Kloimar. Simchas b'roiv koil v'lo simchas be'etzim ha'avaya shelachom. You were simcha because of the roiv koil. You were a simcha. But because of the roiv koil and not because of the etzim fact that you're alive. The etzim fact that you exist. Take away the roiv koil, you're miserable. Give you back the roiv koil, you're a simcha. What about the fact that you exist without anything? That's what we have to grapple with. This true simcha that we're looking for is simcha she'enu bo machmas roiv koil. It's a simcha that doesn't come because of what I have. We're looking for a simcha neto. There's not tolu in any hatzlocha. Drushalanu simcha lishmo. Simcha lishmo is a new lishmo. You can't do anything lishmo, but now you have to do the simcha lishmo. Also, we don't know what simcha is. Otherwise, we're doing well. Simcha be'etzem mitziyoso b'kol tnai u'b'kol matzah. Simcha, in the etzim fact that here I am, under any conditions, doesn't matter what. Use your imagination and try and think of what tnayim Jews have been through, and in that you have to be the simcha. Simcha zut ye tmidis, ubeschusa niske legula v'yushua. As the Pasuk says, that's the cause of the gula. So the cure is, what will bring the gula is a cure for that header of simcha v'tuv lev of miroiv koil. And it's constant. If you understand, we're talking about Kodesh Bocha any more between Yaisa. No? It sounds like tall order, no? Very tall order. We don't know what we're talking about. We're so habituated and hergled into thinking that simcha has something to do with something happening. If nothing bad or good's happening, I'm just paro. If good happens, I'm a simcha. If something bad happens, I'm saying. That's how we function. That's how we drive our lives. Now you're introducing something to me that completely off the charts. So let's see what's going on here, because I'm not sure. If you'll tell me, listen, I'm not very interested in Simcha Sheni Kol HaDavar, I'm okay. I bounce around a bit. I'm not too happy. I'm not too sad. I make $1 million. I'm happy. I lose $1 million. I'm sad. I'm not suicidal. I'm one of those guys that loses $1 million and he commits suicide. There's people like that. I'm not the guy that makes $1 million and loses his mind and starts doing all weird things. I'm a reasonably balanced guy. I bounce between a bit of Simcha and a bit of sadness. That's normal. No, everyone's like that. No. Could be. There is such a dynamic in the world, and that's there. But that's not why we're in Golas. We're not in Golas because when I made $1 million, I wasn't so happy. We're in Golas because of the lack of what's called Simcha Sheni Kol HaDavar. We don't know what that means. We don't even have to start looking for it. But it seems that it's very important because the apostle tells us. So let's see. Vehine. Hanisoin Meir Elanu Shalom Arot. Everybody is a ma'amin, b'nei ma'aminim. We're prepared to give up our lives for our emunah if we would be asked to. Because Mokka, his boinin is muchudeshes, the machshava ma'amika, the yisoidis ha'emunah pshutim. A deep, fresh meditation and thinking deeply about the fundamentals of Imuna Pshuta, Mazrima Chaim Chadoshim Betochenu, Umevio Tanu Ela Yechoila Simcha Mitzvah, injects into us in a new perspective of life, of reality, and brings us to an ability to acquire genuine Simcha. Kol Yehudi, Kuben Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shloshes Avos Hagiluim Shaim Chitshu Bo'Oilo, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, we know the Shlesha Avos. There were only three Avos. There's no other Avos. The deep Shatim, deep understanding of what it means to be an Avos. But they, everything we have, the Binyan that they built, we stand on that building, that edifice, what they built, thing called Klal Yisrael. Kol HaYishkat stands on the three Avos. So let's try and we'll take a step out of Simcha for a little bit. We'll focus on very important Yesodus here. And you'll see how we'll deal with these three Avos and how they manifest in our life today. More chashuv to know these things. Avram Avinu, Avi Uma HaSemel, Misemel, Esagilu HaAtzmi, B'choysa Kolshu, Kolhu, Yaitse Legalus Esa Emes, Legalote Taemes, Legolot, Es Atzmoy, Lenoicha Hashaila, Mi Ani. Avraham Avinu is the beginning. He is the Chiddush, and he starts with nothing, absolutely nothing. Avraham Avinu starts from scratch to go and discover the truth and to reveal who he is himself based on the question, Mi Ani. What am I? Who am I? What am I in this world? You find yourself in a world and you want to know. Like, who am I? One chassid asked the Kotzkarevi, really, where can I find God? He said to him, who wants to know? That's a very powerful answer, no? Where can you find God? Who's looking? You know about yourself? You want to find God? You haven't even found yourself yet. Who's the one looking? I don't know. Sounds like a good question. Oh. Back to the drawing board. Yeah? Three parts of the Torah, we'll see. Two you're very familiar with. This one we're not so familiar with. Ben Adam la'atzmoy. That's Avram Avinu. Remember that? We're going to use that a lot. The personal relationship that a person has with himself. Yitzhak Avinu Sha'il et Mimim, Mesemel es Akeshev Advek, Zashem Yisparach, Zeh Chelek Ben Adam Lamok. Yitzhak Avinu represents. He was an Oile Tmima, he gave himself completely to Hashem, total dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's Bein Adam Lamakom. He didn't have to work on the Bein Adam Lamakom because Avraham Avinu did that already. Yaakov Avinu Mesebel Es HaYachas Shel Yadia Lo Eilam Shem Yichutz Eloi. Yaakov Avinu takes the Bein Adam Lamakom and the Bein Adam Lamakom and he manifests that in the world outside of himself. Tafkidu Shel Yaakov Avinu Aliyakim Es HaAm HaYudi. Yaakov in his tafkid was to build Am Yisrael. ולהלחם בכל גולי הרע שבעולם דהיינו עשיו לבן בכל הדוימים להם. And his job was to battle and fight all the evil in the world. He was dealing with things outside of himself. He's dealing with everything outside of himself. That's called Benon L'Chaveiro. He has four wives. He builds Am Yisrael. He builds Am Yisrael. She did Nefesh. Shish. Me'ot Elef. Shish Eriboy. Yoytzi Mitzrayim. That's Yaakov Avinu. The relationship with the world. You don't see anywhere here by Adam the Behemoth, no? Interesting. There's a mitzvah of Tzar Bale Chaya, but nowhere do you see anywhere the concept of an Adam the Behemoth. Put that aside, we'll come back to that. Why we don't have such a thing? Why doesn't Tzar Bale Chaya create some kind of a relationship with me and my behemoth? Huh? We'll see. Okay. These are the only three relationships of Boisa that you'll ever have. Every relationship you'll ever have can be plugged into these three headings. The suffering you have, the problems you have, all those relationships fit into one of these three categories. There's nothing in your life outside of these three categories. Think about it. I've been on the road with this for over 20 years and no one's come and told me that they found some relationship that doesn't fit into one of these three categories. It's all you're dealing with, nothing else. Let's see. שלושה מנועים אלו הם היסוד השלם השתתתו פרקי המחשובה שבסייף הזה. פרקי המחשובה, this series of Svarim that we've been learning for many years now, is built on these foundations. This Sefer, וכן בסייפה שיפיע אחר וביסת רשמי על חיים שרו, this year is חלק א' בייס, עם אברהם יצחק, בייס יהודי is חלק גימל, is יעקב, is דנים לחבי. Safer on marriage. Without understanding these foundations properly, as long as they're still a bit unclear and they're not a bit murky, and we're not focused on them, understand them, a person cannot achieve the shleimus that he wants to achieve. Hayetze yodeya ki anu manyenim v'cheftzim v'kol modeinu yes yudim tovim. That's all it knows. We want to be good Jews. Everybody wants to be a good Jew. Everybody knows that. Last year's varim tovim, especially now. You know, you need to hedge your bet for the rest of the day. You don't need to, everybody understands. So it's a good time to get a hedge fund going. V'vashel kachu masiach datenu l'chivun לכיוון של כל מיני דברים טפיים. Therefore, all he does is, let's say, do bad things. He just distracts us. He gets us involved in all sorts of hollow, empty things. ונעשן ללא הגייס מצפוננו והסחיצוי גייס שיינס ובד ובד לדברים שלנו להשקיע בהם לרכז עבור המסכול כוחסנו לנעשן לנו זמן. He gets us involved in all sorts of extras and all sorts of hidurim and chumas and fascination things, all sorts of stuff that take our minds away from the basic fundamentals that we're supposed to be focused on. And we don't have time for anything else, like thinking. The goal of this little pamphlet, he calls it a chibur, this little document, is to provide Bezrat Hashem to everybody who's looking for Hashem. If you're not looking for Hashem, this is mamash away. If someone's not a Derish Hashem, there's a lot more kef things you could be doing out there. Yeah? A lot of geshmaka things out there that you could be doing, particularly your nerve endings, if you're not interested in Hashem. It's a kelim anachoyinim la'amik b'yosodes hashkofer, to give us the proper tools that we can go and understand at depth the fundamentals of Jewish hashkofer. ולהשקיע את כוחנו בדברים הנוהגים לציפור נפשו אל יסודות יהדותו, that we can invest our energy in things that affect, that are relevant to our yearnings of our neshamas for the foundations of Yiddishkeit. And therefore we'll be able to go and build our world, our private world, Mahavosa Ba'olamo in the singular, Opirotzen Hashem. Anu Tfila, Kibisati Nishmai Yom Tzu Advorim, Mesilas Belev Koreya. It's his Tfila that Kibisati Nishmai, these words will find a path in the heart, in the minds of those people who learn the Sefer. Everybody I've met, and there's a lot of people over a long period of time that have learned to say for it, never ever anybody turned around and said, yeah, everybody that learned to say for, they keep coming back. This is your how many times now? These twice. Yeah? Okay. That was yeah. And in the old place we did it three times. So at least the fifth time we're going to the safe as a group. And I've never met anybody who said, yeah, something, yeah, could be the world's changed since we last did it, so much is not relevant anymore. I don't know, let's see. If that happens, tell them we'll find something else more relevant. One of you. Okay, so let's start Perek Aleph.
Okay, that's what
I'm going to talk about. Now, if you have a look, you'll see Perek Aleph. The heading is Ava the Simcha Sheni Tolibadova. He was in the Hadoma to the Sefer.
Yeah.
So, the Hadoma to the Sefer, what did he do? He first told us what the Sefer is about.
Okay.
No, because that's the whole Sefer.
No, you have to define
what we're going to. In the Hakdama, you don't write the whole Sefer. That's what's called the Hakdama. He gave us the Hakdama, and now we're going to deal with the Sefer. He told us in the Hakdama what we're going to deal with in the Sefer. We're going to be dealing with what's called Simcha Amiti Sheni Tolu B'Dova. The first thing we have to do is find out what that is. Yeah. That's going to be in Perek Aleph. That can't be in the Hakdama. Otherwise, Hakdama becomes the whole Sefer. Then you just have one long Akdama and no Sefer. Can't have that. Then, I don't know, in Switzerland, in grammar, they didn't teach you how to write. They taught you composition. What was it called? We don't have a definition yet. No.
Why not?
Because we haven't started the Sefer yet.
In Hebrew, we have Simcha. We have the Shoresh of the name.
We'll get to it. We're not there yet. I'm just explaining what we did in the Akdama. What our Hakdama does is it tells you what we're going to deal with, but it doesn't deal with it. So that's what we're going to deal with. Now, the first thing, of course, we have to define and see what we're talking about. That's going to be the whole Sefer. And then he just showed you the overall structure of the series. He stopped talking about Simcha, and he just showed you that the Sefer we're going to be dealing with is based on three fundamental inyonim. Now we can start, now that he's told you what we're going to do. Before you start a book, they have a course outline. So he just gave us that Dhamma, that's all. That Dhamma. Now we can start. You do a call, ki ava b'koyche lohelit simcha. We haven't defined ava and we haven't defined simcha. If we finish the safe and you still don't have a definition, you can sue me. Slowly. Why he chose to do it in this order, I don't know. Bezrat Hashem, we'll see what's going on. You want a definition of Simcha? I'll give you a nice definition of Simcha. It's true and it's a Torah definition of Simcha as well. Okay? And it's very helpful and very useful. So we're going to be dealing with the Ikaron, but I'll give you a definition of Simcha. Simcha is an emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. Not about, whoa, let it sink. Let it sink. It's not conditioned. It's not conditional.
Say it again.
It's an emotional feeling of pleasure. It's a thing, it's an emotional feeling of pleasure. Correct? That no one denies.
Yeah.
That you get when you make an effort, it takes effort to take pleasure. Off. Of course, everything drives effort.
It's conditioned.
Of course. Well, you just lie back and Simcha blunders into you. No, but it's going to require work. It's always going to require work. I told you, this may not be his definition. It may be like Tolovadov, but it's a nice definition. It's an emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasure you've got. You've got lots of pleasure. You can see things of pleasure, right? When's the last time you made an effort to take pleasure from seeing? Not being grateful that you can see. It's a Kol HaSatoy, not talking about that. It might start with that. I'm not making an effort to take pleasure from the fact that you can see. When was the last time you went out and actually were conscious of the ability to see and enjoy that? That's okay. There's much more work on that definition. Yeah. There's books written with that definition. We're going to be dealing with it slightly differently because that is once again tolu b'dover. If I had no pleasure, then I wouldn't be able to be besimcha. We don't have to be able to be besimcha. Okay, we'll see.
That's a can you repeat it one more time?
Sure, as many times as you want.
Many times.
Simcha is an emotional feeling of pleasure.